You're listening to Tree Note. Most of us have a bucket list of things we want to do before we die. As a tree lover, the top of my bucket list is to sit in the shade of a Socotra dragon's blood tree. One reason is because it grows in a remote part of the world, on Socotra, one of four tiny islands 150 miles off the coast of the Arabian Peninsula. Second, its growth form looks like something Dr. Seuss would create. It mimics a gigantic mushroom. But that weird shape helps it survive the hot desert climate it lives in. Most of Socotra gets less than 5 inches of rain each year. Thanks to the tree's strange shape, any precious water droplets that collect on its long, waxy leaves drip down the branches and trunk to the roots, minimizing loss to evaporation. And finally, I love its dramatic name, a dragon's blood tree. The tree exudes bright red sap that crystallizes into hard, resiny bulbs on the trunk's surface. For 2,000 years, local people harvested that resin as a remedy for many ailments, from skin burns to loose teeth. Today, conservationists consider the tree an umbrella species, not because of its shape, but because it provides critical shelter and shade for wildlife, including the pygmy white-tailed shrew, the smallest mammal on our planet, which weighs less than a slice of white bread. In recent decades, overgrazing and a changing climate are endangering this special tree. In 2008, UNESCO designated the entire archipelago as a World Heritage Site. Thanks to those efforts, I think I'll live long enough to sit in its shade and hopefully see that littlest of shrews scurrying beneath it. Tree Note is a production of KUER, NPR, Utah. Christy Miners is the executive producer and editor. David Childs does audio production and engineering. I'm Nalini Nadkarni, and this is Tree Note.